Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim Klaus Hamaches, and we're starting Simon Tes Zion. I just want to point out that one question which comes up based on what we did in Simon Tes Vov is the level of responsibility towards the mitzvah prior to the mitzvah, which we mentioned the example of taking talis and tefillin with a person because of that responsibility. There are obviously other applications of that as well, and we will talk about it more in Simon Yotes, where the Chayyadim talks about does one have responsibility to leave his town to go to another town in order to be able to make a mitzvah. So how far do we take that responsibility? So we'll talk about that more best in Simon Yotes. And meanwhile, let's start Simon Tes Zion. So this Chayyadim is interesting. He says, "Shlo yasa mitzvah b'chinam, don't do mitzvahs for free. Al yikdo yisam b'schar sholem." So if you have a choice of doing a mitzvah for free and doing a mitzvah with money, the person should choose to do it with money. Now, what exactly is the kemosha kosuv yemer dovid avrona? Well, elos l'shem b'chinam. I want to pay for the property. I don't want to take it as a matana. I want to pay for it. So it means that if you offer the opportunity to do the mitzvah for free and you could pay money instead, it's appropriate to pay money instead. Some examples where you find this idea. Person could buy an aliyah, a person should try and spend money to buy the aliyah. It's appropriate to spend the money to buy the aliyah. Mr. Burr brings this down in the beginning of Hilchas Yamin the Royim, that a person could borrow talis and tefillin or buy talis and tefillin. The person should buy talis and tefillin. Interesting question: if you have two esrogim, one esrog which is more mahudr, and the other esrog is an esrog that you spent money on, so which one would be preferable for a person to use? Is it preferable to use the esrog which is mahudr, but you got it for free, or to use an esrog which you paid for? The Ben Ish Chai discusses this in his Shuvos, and he says that the person should use the esrog which the person paid for. The halacha is that he continues and he says that the minhag which we have is that we give the tzaddik an aliyah. One person received the sandik cost for free. Another person paid to have the schus to be the sandik. So he says the person who paid for the schus to be the sandik should get the aliyah because he's doing the mitzvah in the proper way. So it's more choshev. His maizah mitzvah of committing the sandik cost is more choshev. And therefore he has kedima in regards to getting the aliyah. So what is this Zohar that the Chayyadim refers to? So the Zohar is in Parshas Truma. The Pasuk says, V'yicholi Truma me'ez kolisha shayid v'enu li b'atichu es Truma si. So a person wants to do a mitzvah, the Zohar says, that he needs to understand he should not try and do it for free. He has to be willing to put his resources towards doing the mitzvah. So the Zohar continues along those lines that this important. If a person has an opportunity to do a mitzvah for free, and it's the only way he's going to do the mitzvah, obviously we're not saying not to do the mitzvah in that situation. A person should do the mitzvah. But a person is offered the chance to do the mitzvah for free, or he could pay for it. So it is appropriate that the person should want to spend his money on this purpose. That's why Rashi gave us money, gave us resources to use them. So I would like to, it's not a waste of money to spend money on the mitzvah because I could get it for free. Adarabah, it's an allocation of resources to use the, be used in the proper way. So that's the chiddush that the Chayyim is speaking on over here. The chiyuv to spend money to do a mitzvah, and how much you mechuyev to spend to do the mitzvah, the Chayyim will talk about in Simon Yutes, like we mentioned before, and we will learn more about that, Bezras Hashem, in Simon Yutes. Meanwhile, have a good day.